So it's a Thursday morning at Michael Faraday School, and year three have just finished their first ever full assembly in front of the other pupils. So it's quite a special occasion, and we think a very special assembly. So I've got a couple of friends straight out of the assembly. Your name, young man?
Mario.
And our other friend here?
Lydia.
So it's Mario and Lydia, both from year three. Mario, it was a really special occasion for many reasons. What was the main theme, please?
The main theme was how you celebrate Christmas and the Nativity story.
Yep, so it was loosely Christmas themed, but we thought a lot more detailed. So it was how we celebrate Christmas. And Lydia, some of the children were explaining some of the different ideas. So different people celebrate Christmas different ways. What were some of the suggestions?
Well, some people go to church and worship, and some people stay at home and open their presents and things.
And that's something which in class you've been talking about, yes? You had a class conversation and you found many different ideas as to how we celebrate Christmas. And Mario, something quite essential was the tree, the Christmas tree. So please, clear this up. Is this an English thing?
Yes. No, not really. It's a German thing. The adults thought that Queen Victoria got the first Christmas tree, but it was actually Queen Charlotte in 1800s in Germany. She was from German.
Yep, so we explained in the assembly the whole story behind having a Christmas tree. And then I think, probably Lydia, the main event in your assembly was the Nativity story, which you read out. So what were some of the ideas that were contained in that famous story?
Well, the Mary and Joseph, Mary was visited by an angel one day called Gabriel, and Gabriel told her that she was going to have a baby, and the baby would be called Jesus, and Jesus would be God's son.
Yeah, so in the assembly I thought it was really effective, Mario. We had behind us on the big video screen showing some scenes, and then the pupils took it in turns to read out parts of the story. Can you remember, with no notes, can you remember what your contribution was, Mario? What did you offer?
My part was when it was time for the baby to arrive, Mary and Joseph travelled to Bethlehem.
And Lydia, can you remember, again, no notes, what was your contribution in the story?
I had to say they left for home, and they never returned to King Herod's palace.
Yeah, so it was quite an in-depth story that we did. And I think it was a very, very successful assembly. And I think it's worth mentioning for Mario and for Lydia and all your other Year 3 friends, as we said at the start, it was your first ever Year 3 assembly. So that's quite something. How did you feel before the assembly, Mario?
We felt nervous and worried because something might go wrong, but nothing went wrong.
Exactly. I thought you were very, very brave. I thought your preparation was superb. You put with Lorna a lot of time, obviously, in preparing for this. And nothing did go wrong. And then, Lydia, how did you feel, final question, how did you feel when the assembly was finished? What did it make you feel like?
I felt quite happy because I thought we had all impressed all the other children there.
Yeah, I think if you could see all the other children I was watching, they were just listening to your story. And it's something which you're all familiar with, but I thought you gave a very interesting new take on what Christmas means to different people. Yeah, so Mario, Lydia, from Year 3 at Michael Faraday, wonderful. Yeah, thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.